Music videos provide another avenue for musicians to spread their songs to a wide audience. Tonight, Don't Stop Please is hosting a video release show at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Will King, Anna Horton, Nick Caffrey, Bob Geyser, Willie Krasinski, and Joel Ledford originated the band in Conway, but the group has relocated to Fayetteville. Last month, the sextet stopped by the Firman Garner Performance Studio to discuss what inspired the move to Northwest Arkansas.
Well, most of us are from Conway. I'm from Conway.
We all started playing together in Conway.
Yeah, we moved to Conway for school and whatnot, and then we met there and started playing music. And we're like, we got tired of the scene of Conway, but we didn't really have the money, all of us, to move to a big city and do that thing. However, we liked the music scene in Fayetteville and the local food scene in Fayetteville.
I think we all kind of felt like Fayetteville had better opportunity. It's probably the city with the most opportunity in Arkansas. So.
For a musician.
Conway didn't really have a scene. Like, kind of got started like when we were there a little bit, but now that we're gone, it's kind of crumbling again. It's just not a very... like art-supportive community, even though it's getting better a little bit all the time.
When did you guys move to Fayetteville?
February.
So very recently.
And then we went on tour for a month, so we weren't even really here until April.
Where did you tour?
We went to play at a festival in Boise, Idaho called Treefort Music Festival, and we took like 3.5-week tour all the way there and back. We went through Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Utah, hung around in Boise for a few days, and then made our way back.
Colorado was a daze.
It was awesome. And we're going back to Colorado in August.
Really excellent. About that. Now that you guys have been in Fayetteville for a little bit, what do you think? Was it difficult to break into a new area?
No.
Not at all.
Everyone's super nice and friendly around here.
Yeah. I'm from Fort Smith, so I was already coming up here a bunch growing up, and I have all my friends kind of came up here, so it's like sort of like a reunion. Both my brothers are up here, and it's been a nice move. It was an easy move.
I'm from Eureka Springs area, so a lot of my friends ended up in Fayetteville, too, and I know a lot of people here. And when we moved from Conway, a bunch of other people from Conway moved up, and there's more people coming up from Conway. So it's kind of like a migration
mass
in a way.
Exodus, yeah.
It's Exodus.
There's going to be like 15 Conwegians, to be Fayettevillians.
So when you guys got here, how did you know where to start as far as breaking into the music scene? Because a lot of times I hear from people, if you're new, it's difficult to get gigs at bars.
We were already
playing up here. We had already established a good relationship with George's and Smoke and Barrel. Mm-hmm. And
those are our two main hot spots.
Sure.
Yeah. And we also played Nightbird recently, and that was cool. We did an acoustic show over there.
We should do that again.
And I want to say...
we like to play for the farmer's market when we have time, when we're in town. We're usually traveling on the weekend, so
it's
hard to make it happen on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm. The Crystal Bridges thing?
That's July 25th.
Okay,
we're playing
sweet.
Art
yeah.
Night Out, Crystal Bridges.
That'll be a really cool acoustic show. They've got a great reverberant hall that they put us in, so it works out real well.
We like to play acoustic shows any chance we get. It's a totally different vibe from our electric shows. Oh.
You guys came in here with lots of different instruments, so if people haven't had the chance to hear you live yet, how would you describe your sound?
Basically, we change instruments a lot.
You change instruments a lot.
It was never the intention, but it just turned out that way.
How so?
Well, I mean, I guess we all just kind of play a lot of instruments. Like, I was playing sax when I was in middle school, and Will was playing cello in middle school, and Joel was playing tuba, Nick was playing trombone, and then we all grew up and started playing different instruments.
Folk instruments and rock instruments, guitars and basses and drums and pianos.
Basically, a lot of people, the thing that they take from our shows is, oh, y'all sure play a lot of instruments, and y'all are constantly switching instruments, and, you know, and that's cool and everything, but I'd say, like, as far as our sound goes, It's like if rock and roll went folk and had like some jazz in there.
Uh-huh. On the side.
Know? Yeah, on the side.
There's a lot of sevenths, a lot of ninths.
Getting back to like the whole like maybe multiple 13. Instruments thing, like it really like our intention was to make good music, and the only reason we switched the instruments was because like certain songs needed different instruments. And then that just got way out of hand.
Yeah, it's
pretty much
in our attempt to make good music. We kind of make ourselves look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's okay because the music's good. I don't really mind. And hopefully, you know, And we'll get to a point where people are just hearing the record and not seeing how crazy it is live. And then they can go see it live and be like, oh, wow, that's how they do this? Mm-hmm. That's really crazy. I'm losing my mind.
Well, I've noticed a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, I've noticed more bands that are 6 or 7 members strong and who do switch instruments often during their shows. Do you ever have complications with that? Because traditionally you're used to someone, I'm on bass, that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm on vocals, that's it. And you guys are switching between different things. Are you switching in the middle of a song? Because I have seen that with some bands.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
In acoustic shows, we do. Mm-hmm. There's a few songs in acoustic shows where I switch around a few times, but not really electric.
It's usually not too complicated. The most complicated part is bringing a trailer full of all these instruments and setting up.
Yes, a lot of your things are out in our lobby right now.
in small rooms and whatnot. We're in a small room currently, but we'll make it work, I'm sure.
Yes.
So it's not too complicated. We just got to make sure we don't step on things. That's the big thing.
That's the main part.
Yeah.
When we first arrange, then you find yourself being like, oh, no, I have to sacrifice me picking up this mandolin for 5 seconds and playing that at that point. And then, eventually, after a few months of playing the material, you start realizing what venues you should take what to, what parts are actually necessary.
Mm-hmm. We strip ourselves down whenever we can. I mean, if we can just take an acoustic set, mm-hmm. then we won't have to take our trailer with us, and we can
We'd rather do that.
Bring all that stuff there.
Now, I know you guys have an EP and you're working on a new album, so do you have enough material to play only your own stuff at shows, or do you still do covers and things?
Oh, yeah.
We like to pepper in covers as well, just because people like to hear something they've heard before. But we play a mainly original set.
Yeah.
If it's like if we're sharing the stage with a couple other bands and we're only playing for like an hour, we'll play all our own stuff.
Yeah, it has to be all original.
But when we're playing the whole night, then yeah, we'll throw in some covers, but even when we're doing that, it's mostly our own material. We've got enough material, actually, for this album that we're about to release, and probably a couple more soon.
Yeah. We've got a couple more before too long.
Yeah.
What
were you going to say? I was just going to throw out a dream, if possible. We could.
What's your dream, Willie?
Maybe tell us your dream, please.
I've been having this dream if within the next like year and a half, maybe put out a couple more LPs, or at least a couple more EPs, another LP. Mm-hmm. Something, because we've got so much material right now that we need to tap into. It'd be good to do that. Yeah.
It's crazy because there's 6 of us in the band and we all write songs, so there tends to be somewhat of a backlog of like, we just have like this database of songs that we need to like start playing, but it's just hard to work them in when you're trying to record an album and work on new material. So I'm really looking forward to having this album finished, which will be this week actually. And
so you guys have been recording it, and we're hopefully have something released in the fall, I think is what you told me earlier.
October.
Mm-hmm. So something to look forward to there. Now, I know on July 19th, you guys have a show coming up, and you're also, that's kind of the, what did you tell me, the celebration of the release of a music video?
We're releasing it. We're going to be screening it for the first time. It's not going to be on the internet. We're going to have, on the backstage of George's, it will be on the internet afterwards, but before the show, this will be the first time anyone will see our music video, so we're going to show it on a big screen at George's Majestic on the backstage.
What song is this for, and tell me more about the concept for the video.
It's for a song called Long List of Numbers, and it's a rock band kind of song, so we definitely won't play it for you today.
But we'll play it at our release.
The song is Long List of Numbers. It's one that I mainly wrote the lyrics of. And it's it kind of talks about the idea of this Orwellian idea of everyone just becoming a number in a big database or a big system being watched by Big Brother. And so it plays on that kind of idea, Long List of Numbers. And in the video, I'm like one of the last, I'm like the last human that you see. And then there's a bunch of zombies. And I am trying to, fight for freedom and
get pizza.
And, trying to rummage through the garbage for pizza and just trying to make it and being this, like, counterculture character that's not buying into the
pizza marketing.
The pizza marketing scene, the corporate
that was for you, Cody,
images. So we're trying to, the song is an exploration into that idea. And the plot follows along with me getting chased down by zombies and persecuted by a zombie judge and a bunch of zombie business Band people.
And will Joel get captured by the zombies and turned into a zombie? You'll have to come to the release and find out.
All right. Well, you guys are going to play something for me. Before we do that, if people want to see you, they can go to George's on July 19th and see your music video and hear you live. And if they want more information about you, you have a website?
That's right. It is
www.don'tstopplease.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, you guys want to get set up and play something for me?
Sure. All right.
See.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, this next song is called Penis Envy. That's a Freudian term. It references Genesis from the Old Testament. And I guess it's also a social commentary. It's all what we're creating. as dark as night and beautiful. I will always answer when you call, 'cause I tasted evil. I've tasted evil.
King, Anna Horton, Nick Caffrey, Bob Geiser, Willie Krasinski, and Joel Ledford are the six members of the band Don't Stop Please, and they stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio last month. The band is hosting a video release show tonight at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. The concert will also feature Damn Arkansan and Swimming. Admission is $6, and the show is scheduled to start at 9. More information is available at DontStopPlease.com.